Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. So hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 4 of Motherhood in Hollywood. Today on the show, my friend Claudia Dolph stops by from geekgirlauthority.com, and we chat a little bit about superheroes, mostly Thor. Ooh, just had to have a little moment there. And we talk about sports teams, we talk about movies and television, all things that we find interesting and exciting. And I know that you guys will too. At least I hope you do anyway, because we certainly have a lot of fun talking about it. And I also just want to point out to some people out there that this show, even though it is called Motherhood in Hollywood, is not just moms involved here. That's right. This show is going to cover all kinds of aspects of the Hollywood industry and social issues that I want to discuss. Basically, it's anything I feel like doing that week or talking about that week. Yeah, because it's motherhood in Hollywood, and I am the motherhood part of motherhood in Hollywood. So no, not everybody on the show has to be a mom. So calm down, dudes. We're going to actually have some dads on here and some guys who are, by their very nature, not moms. So there you go. I hope that made sense. If not, fuck it. I'm not recording it again. Anyway, really quick before I forget, make sure you go on Facebook and like my Facebook page, Motherhood in Hollywood, to give us a search there for keep up with the latest and on the podcast and all of the giveaways we're doing and things happening in the Motherhood in Hollywood land. And also on Twitter, MIH Podcast. And oh gosh, what else are we on? We're on Instagram. All the social media things, all the things the kids are doing. Tumblr, check us out there, and on Pinterest. Oh, and before I forget, make sure you leave us a rating and a review on iTunes, because you will be entered to win our special Honest Company bundle giveaway. It's a bath time bundle with all kinds of awesome natural bath time products. But more importantly, you will get a Motherhood in Hollywood tote bag. That's right. Right now, it's a one-of-a-kind tote bag. So you don't want to miss that unless I decide to make more, and then it'll just be one of hundreds that I've made. So make sure you leave a rating and review on iTunes. Must be 18 or older to win and be in the United States, please. And the last day to enter the giveaway for the Honest Company bundle and tote bag is on September 15th. And that day I will pick all of the names from the ratings and reviews and draw them out of a hat and contact the winner and let you know what you've won. So please take a moment to review. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm doing this show all by myself, just with the help of my wonderfully supportive friends who are volunteering their time to come and talk to me. So any help and support you guys could give would be much appreciated, even if it's in the form of just a review. So thank you in advance. And that's about it for all the pitches. Now let's move on to the interview with Miss Claudia. All right, everyone. Joining me today is my good friend Claudia Dolph from Geek Girl Authority
podcast,
website,
podcast,
media,
website,
all of it,
media,
all in media,
geek needs.
Yeah. tell me a little bit more about Geek Girl Authority. How did it start? Who do you work with?
Well, my partner in crime is Audrey Kearns. We also have a couple more people on board right now, Matt Key and Jenny Flack, who just had a baby.
Guy.
Yeah, Matt Key's he's okay.
He's cool.
He's sort of our Marvel expert in residence.
Yeah, I heard your episode where you had him on as your expert. I love that.
Yeah. So Audrey and I, two years ago, we had the idea. After some white wine at Comic-Con.
The best ideas come after a little bit of wine.
The worst.
And the worst. That's
and the
true.
Worst.
Like babies.
Yeah.
Ooh. No. I don't mean it. I love you.
The idea actually started as a book club for science fiction nerds like us.
Oh.
So that's how it, and then it just sort of organically evolved into what it is today, which is a pop online geek culture websites. Mm-hmm. We host podcasts and people are blogging and articles, breaking news, all sorts of stuff. So it's like a one-stop shop for all your geeky needs.
For all your geeky needs.
Yeah.
And you host, there's more than one podcast.
Yeah, on we host site, several. We have, well, right now we're hosting Polecats and then Audrey's Kneel Before Odd. So hers is a one-on-one interview mm-hmm. with what she calls geek patriots. Mm-hmm. And then Polecats is where we talk about, you know, very important matters, like, you know, binge worthy shows and stuff like that. And then we pull the best, whatever we're talking about. And then fans can go online and vote for their favorite things. And
now, does it have to be like geek related? Can it be like I just binged Grace and Frankie the other day or
yeah.
Frankie and Grace?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. I just binged watched that. I'm no. like, this is a great show.
Well, I mean, that's the fun thing about being geeky. It can be about anything, not just like science fiction mm-hmm. or whatever. It's comedy, you know, we've talked about sports, all sorts of things. So it's whatever, you know, you're passionate about.
I was gonna say, isn't the essence of sort of being that geek or a nerd is like you find the one thing yes. that you're just really yeah. into and passionate yeah. about and obsess over and
yeah
all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all big sports nerds as well, so we've talked about maybe delving into that area.
I was gonna say, like, you go for it, as I could not.
Freaking
I
football might, season is coming up.
I love football. I'm excited for football season, but I'm not. Maybe it's because LA doesn't have a team.
Yeah,
but it's so hard for me to get into other national teams because I'm from Oklahoma and we didn't have an NFL team.
But don't you? I feel like I see your post on the Facebook.
I post
with, like,
about the
college
Cowboys.
Stuff.
Yeah, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Yeah, because that's where we went to school. But we don't, like, because Oklahoma didn't have like a national, like an NFL team.
Yeah,
there's no, the closest were the Dallas Cowboys, which yeah. I know you're a big fan of. Yeah. But that was the closest, or the Kansas City Chiefs. You know? Yeah, but it's not the big football as opposed to the little football. I don't know. They're all the same size.
Well, like Audrey, you know, my partner Audrey, she is a huge college football fan, which I am not, and I'm a big NFL fan. So we've talked about, like, sort of me.
Did your college have a football team?
The American Academy of Dramatic Arts? No.
No. See? And that's probably why. I can't believe you guys weren't suiting up.
Could you imagine?
That would be the most amazing and well-produced football game yeah. ever.
It'd be all like stage combat-y and like not real football.
Yeah.
And
like, there'd be like glitter explosions.
Yeah, their teams would happen. Be like, who are these people?
But they're so well choreographed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would watch that. That should be a sketch. We should
That'd
write
be
that.
Be hilarious.
The American like, Dramatic Academy. American Academy of Dramatic Arts. Football?
Football versus
the US AMTA. Marines. Oh, no.
American Musical Academy.
There you yeah. go. Oh my God.
So they're singing on the other side.
It would be like,
oh gosh, it'd be Glee.
Yeah.
No. Be, so they did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn. Next idea. Fucking television stealing our ideas years in advance. No, I do love sports. I think that would be great. I think it would be interesting to see what kind of response you would get from sports geeks.
Yeah, I wonder because I noticed, like, if I. Because come football season, I'll be tweeting and hate tweeting other teams like crazy. And I notice my Twitter followers start to like go
off.
Away.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no, I still love my sci-fi stuff and all that. But I am very passionate about my
Can
Dallas Cowboys.
Can you be a geek yes. and a sports lover?
Yes. Right. Right. I mean, I think. I think I'm proving that.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely do. But I think a lot of people though think it's like an oxymoron. Like, you can't really love Star Trek and also love football.
Or even or getting football. Closer to that, there's mm-hmm. always like, you can't love Star Trek and Star Wars, which I do.
No, who
and people freak out about that though. It's like you have to pick one or the other. And I'm like, one's my head and one's my heart.
Right. Can I tell you that when I told Chris you were coming on the show, he's such a jerk. He goes, do you need me to like brush you up on any of the latest like sci-fi stuff so you have stuff to talk about with
no,
her?
No, but you're a big sci-fi
yeah.
geek.
Yeah, and like, I was like, go fuck yourself. I know what's going on. And I was like, I read everyone's tweets about the Comic-Con. Like, I love Star Trek. I'm a big Next Generation fan.
Yes.
Like, if I'm going to pick a Star Trek, that's the
yes,
one.
Yes, me too.
But I... there's so many other branches now of sci-fi, especially on television, like all the BBC shows that are coming out.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm forgetting the name of the show. I Am Robot. Or it's a new one. Oh, Chris is gonna kill me because he wanted to.
Is it the one that Aaron Takahashi is on, Mr.
Yes!
Robot?
Mr. Robot. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah, Aaron's on that.
Yeah.
And It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I was not expecting that. And it's so, you're fine. And I
just punched the mic.
You just punched the mic. I was not expecting it to be as good as it was. I was like, because sometimes
there's so much. Yeah.
And it just seems like lately there's been an explosion of those more independent sci-fi type shows on smaller networks like AMC, TNT,
even Netflix, FX. And Amazon Prime to get some smaller, or just Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime's the, the free shipping.
The free shipping.
The free movies.
But you do have to sign up for Amazon Prime, I think, to get
those shows. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's so much, and like not all of it is going to be great, but so far, a lot of it is.
A lot of it is. Yeah.
And one thing that a lot of them have in common is that they're all British. What do you think that's about? Why are they taking all of our...
So good. I don't know. I think what I find myself attracted when I'm attracted to in British shows is, well, you know, the writing's really good, but also the casting to me is amazing. Great. They're real people. They don't mess around with, like, they all have to look like models and be beautiful and stuff. Like, they cast fantastic actors who look like real people that are supposed to be the characters that they are, whether it's a detective or whatever, this or that. Like,
that's something I never even thought about, because I kept thinking, like, why am I so drawn to this particular show, or why do I like this particular show? And it's that makes total sense.
I'm like, she looks like a real girl. Like, I believe that she is really in this situation. Like, she's a, like, if somebody is like down and out, and you know, like over here, they're still gonna look beautiful, perfectly manicured, the whole thing. Gross. They're gonna look like real, you know, real life people with real life, with a real life body that
with
looks like a normal body.
Like, Yeah, it's one thing here. I feel like some producers and some, you know, showrunners are trying to move in that direction.
Sure.
But
Orange is the New Black, I think, is the biggest.
Orange is the New Black, for sure. Yeah, those look like real.
Yeah, those are real women, and they're all different shapes and sizes and colors. And, you know, like, it's great. I love watching that show for that.
Yeah, that's a great example. But the major networks, though, still have a long way to go before they're embracing that.
It's so interesting to me, though. I mean, I feel like it's so fear-based, you know, we can't change, we can't do this. But it's like all these other, you see that they can, and these other little places are very successful at it and have.
I think, though, the networks kind of are limited. Like, they just can't do that because in the middle America, I hate to like stereotype because we're both from the middle of America, the middle section of the country. Yeah. Like, there's just people who don't want to see what Orange is the New Black being offered on their channels.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, is it because everybody's still, like, on analog TV and you only get your three major networks, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox? Is it because people only get those channels and they can't turn away and watch something else? Or are the networks just afraid to try?
I mean, maybe a little bit of both. I mean, I think most people I know, even out in middle America, have, like, you know, or at least cable with like 1,000 different channels on it, but maybe they're just watching Dynasty or something. I don't know.
Oh my God, Dynasty. What? That's awesome. I used to dance around my living room to the theme song of Dallas whenever it would come
that
on.
That was a great theme song. That was great opening credits too. And then, like,
you know,
South Fork Ranch.
I know. They're just like, you know, it's a big chopper shot coming in. Yes. Over. I'm like, I want to go there.
And it was so tiny. If you ever went there, it was like,
you been?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, this is it?
Yeah, it's a tiny little ranch.
It's teeny.
You know, it's a good theme song if we remember it
still to this day.
Still to this day. And I, when they said that they were going to be redoing Dallas,
did
I was
you ever
like,
watch
no.
that?
No, I was mad. Out of pure protest for like them raping my childhood, I was like, I will not watch this show. Just
I watched
stop
it a couple
it.
Of times. You know, again, very pretty people.
Of course.
That all look alike.
You know, the original Dallas, though, was all about like big, pretty Texas Southern people, but like they still looked like real
individual
women
and unique. Yeah. Like, still, the new Dallas was all, I don't know. I couldn't tell one from the other.
TNA and like,
but I'm old. But I'm like, they all look alike to me, these kids.
That's racist against young people.
All these white kids.
Right. They'll just, there's just so many new ideas nowadays. I don't know why they need to keep remaking stuff.
So many remakes, just like
why
every 2 seconds. And you know,
I think I read somewhere they might be remaking Goonies or something.
Yes, but the thing with Goonies is that the original cast is okay, all that in
it. Okay, that I'm okay with.
You know, and I'll see that for sure. But yeah, I don't know. How many times is Superman being remade?
Oh my gosh.
Or Spider-Man. Spider-Man's worse. You know, it's just like.
Why do they keep doing that, do you think? Because like I was asking Chris the other day, because Chris is my go-to on all kind of geeky things and like nerdy things, because he's a big nerd.
Yeah.
And I love him. But he knows, like, he reads all the websites, you know, he goes to your website and he's checking stuff out. And I'm like, why do they keep redoing Spider-Man every few years? And people still go. And he goes, that's why.
Because that's why, because they're still making money. Yeah, yeah. And especially with the boom of Marvel right now, it's like, well, we can't, we gotta, you know, have Spider-Man around. That's going to be huge.
He said they've got stories mapped out for like the next decade. The storylines.
Yeah. If you saw their slate, it's just like boom, 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 boom. But they're doing a great job though in tying everything in. I feel like DC's like,
struggling, aren't they?
They're struggling, but they're changing. Like DC is like changing, you know, the characters from like their core. Like Superman isn't like the good guy that we all grew up with from the 30s. You know, like I don't know. It's a whole. That's a whole other.
The preview I saw, the trailer I saw for Batman versus Superman, or Superman versus Batman,
yeah,
whatever. It just didn't look very good. Like I was like, why? Superman is the hero.
Yeah,
Batman is a hero, but he's got a darker edge to him, but he's still a hero. And everyone's like, no, they're just laying the groundwork. They're just setting it up with this movie. And I'm like, why is this the movie you're doing that with? And you're laying the groundwork with this movie. Like this is something I feel like should come a couple movies from now, maybe. Like this shouldn't be our first introduction.
I don't know, did you see Man of Steel?
Yeah.
What did you
with
think
Henry
about
Cavill?
That? Yeah.
Oh, he was so dreamy. It was a terrible movie.
I couldn't finish
but
it.
He's so hot.
I couldn't finish it.
I again with casting, Amy Adams was so not the right choice for that.
I'm just like, every fiber of my being was just like, what?
Yes. And it was like Lois Lane. Like, she's a bad bitch.
I feel like Margot Kidder should just keep playing
just
her.
Do it, yeah. Like, why doesn't she just come back and just keep doing it? Because I've heard she's kind of nuts.
Well, but that's kind of cool, though. I mean, like, now she's just off the rails.
Off the rails. Like, but that might make it even more interesting.
Yeah. Like, some kind of punk Lois Lane. She just comes back with a mission. But who would you cast? Who would you cast as Lois Lane,
Lois Lane type?
Right today, yeah.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, maybe. She might be kind of fierce. Gosh, who's got like a tough as nails?
I like, like who's kind of like funny and can be sarcastic and tough and, you know.
Whitney Cummings, maybe. I don't know. She might be a little, I don't want to say old, because God, then I'm that asshole.
Well, I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, I would have loved to have seen Sandra Bullock as Lois Lane at some point. But they're going to be like, she's 50. She can't do it. And I'm like, she still looks like she's like 30, guys.
Thank you, plastic surgery. thank you, Botox.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Like, I'm sure the minute we stop recording, I'll think of 100 people.
I know.
But.
But I think about this a lot, and I don't know who I would put in that.
As Lois Lane.
As Lois
Lane. I don't think Amy Adams would not even be in the top, like, 50.
And I don't know if it's just because I have, you know, such, like, I love Margot Kidder and those Superman movies so much.
What was great about the essence of the first ones is that she was so just, like, all about her job, and she didn't want any part of romance or anything like that. And then she found herself as this hardworking businesswoman sort of getting swept up
literally
into this like love affair with the Superman, like every girl's dream. Like, who are you dating? Superman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was also such a perfect Superman too. Christopher Reeve was just like,
I thought Henry Cavill did a really good job. I don't think he brought anything that was particularly amazing to it. But then again, I don't think
it wasn't an amazing movie. It wasn't, you know.
I think aside from Robert Downey Jr., who really came in with Iron Man and just owned that character and was like, brought his personality, his sass, everything. And you're like, oh, you're Iron Man.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I think Marvel's done a really great job with casting. I mean, Chris Evans is, you know, he's Captain America. Like, he is perfect
casting.
Yeah.
I watched him, like, a clip of something the other day where he was in Not Another Teen Movie or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, is that Chris Evans? He looked totally different, real scrawny.
Yeah.
And, like, but he was supposed to still be a jock. It was very weird. but Chris Hemsworth, oh, my
perfect as Thor. And that was a movie that I went into with no expectations.
Yeah.
And didn't know. I was like, eh, I don't know. He looks like a pretty boy. And like,
yeah.
This
guy.
And
he was great.
And it was such a good movie.
I was like, they are just killing it. Chris loves to make fun of me. I keep talking about Chris. I should have him on to talk also. He should have been here with us to talk about all the geek stuff. But when we were watching the Avengers, the first Avengers movie. Maybe it was the second one. There's a scene where they've got Loki in the plane and they're taking him back
to the first one,
jail or whatever, the first one. And all of a sudden then lightning hits the plane and I literally go, woo! In the middle of the theater. And Chris was like, what the? And he looks at me and I'm like, Thor's coming.
Guys, Thor.
Guys, Thor. And like Chris was like literally put his hand in his head. He's like, oh, what's wrong? You're so embarrassing. And I'm like, shh.
That's like, hilarious.
I'm such an old married lady because I literally got like a boner. I was like,
Thor, guys.
Thor.
He's a good looking one.
A really sexy alien.
So is Loki, though, man.
That's really? Good. No, you can have Loki.
I'll
He's
take
too
him.
Pale. He's too pale.
I love the pale.
You do love the pale.
Yeah, I do. Loki no Kai.
Loki no Kai. Is the 4400 coming back? Because I'm all about that movement. We should talk about who your boyfriend.
Okay, my boyfriend's Kai Erik.
Your lover.
Erickson, my lover, my partner. Yeah. I know, so I'm really old to say boyfriend, I think. And we've
my
been
friend
together
Tunisia
for...
says man friend. And I'm like,
but I feel like that's a one night stand kind of a. This is my man friend. I just see him after 2 a.m.
He could be your boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, we're in our mid to late 30s.
Yeah.
Guys.
Ish.
But and we've been together a long time, so it sounds weird to say boyfriend. But it also sounds weird
to say partner.
It's my common law partner. Like,
I know.
So strange. But it's Kai Erik Erikson. He was on the 4400.
Yay.
Lots of other things as well. But
Chris is another huge fan of that show. He's like, oh, wouldn't it be awesome if they brought that back?
I think it'd be a perfect show to bring it back.
So great.
Although, spoilers. I died. So.
Oh, no. Well, then fuck it. We don't want to bring it back.
But I mean, I'm sure there'd be a way to bring him back.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this movement online now on Twitter and stuff to get the show back, like asking Netflix to bring it or one of those online, which would be really, really great.
I wonder where that's coming from. Is it Kai?
No.
Is it Kai?
I don't know. I mean, there's an idea and a thought and I think a pretty strong belief that Heroes was stolen from the 4400. That idea was stolen from them because there's a whole backstory about
that.
But they're bringing Heroes back.
Heroes Reborn or something.
Yeah,
or New Day or Dawn
of the New Hero.
We should cast. We should name TV shows.
Like, guys.
They should just hire us to name TV shows. We got it.
They just bring us in just for that. Like, we can't think of anybody. Let's call Heather.
We don't know how to write, but we can come up with great names.
Great titles.
I hope that works.
I don't know where it's coming from necessarily. I don't know who started it, but it'd be great. I think there was a fan who sent like a petition around wanting 4,400 signatures to get it going. He got the signatures. I think you might need more for Netflix. I might be like, oh,
maybe.
Okay, thanks for the fourth.
Yeah,
but Saturday, July 18th, if you are on Twitter, you should follow at Kai Erikson, I think, or like any
Is
of
it
the,
his full name, Kai Erik Erikson.
I can't remember. All of those guys at Joel Gretsch, at Rich Kahan, all these people that were on the show, they're going to be doing a live question and answer on Saturday.
Oh.
So look that up and you can like say, hey, when's your show coming back?
That'd be so great. Because then if Kai, they film up in Canada though, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And then you would have to move to Canada.
Well, we're trying.
I don't like that. No bueno.
Well, I mean, it's going to take me a while.
To get up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, everything's going to Canada and England. It's like nobody wants to be
or
in LA
Louisiana
anymore.
Or Atlanta. Like,
yeah,
just
that's true.
Everywhere else
but here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read something that said, they've, given LA filmmakers a tax break.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So they're going to be filming more here. And I'm like, great. Where?
Yeah. But I mean, who knows if that's true? I mean, I think the business is changing so much, and how they distribute things and where things are airing and, all of that kind of stuff. So you don't necessarily have to be in LA or whatever.
I just did a show for Hulu. One of their very first show called Hand of God. And, apparently the way they did it was they released like a pilot to the to Hulu subscribers or what viewers and, or excuse me, not Hulu, it's Amazon.
Okay.
Hulu, sorry. to Amazon. Just. Yeah. They released it to Amazon Prime members and everybody could go on and they vote on their favorite ones.
Yeah.
Because they released a few.
Like Man on High Castle, they did that with. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that, but guys should watch it.
Is it
great? It's great. Yeah.
They did that one and they did a couple of others and everybody voted this is one of the ones they wanted to see more of.
Yeah.
So I was like, thank you. Yeah. Now I'm on it. I get to play a reporter.
It's like a giant testing room.
Yeah. It's great. And it's so, what I wonder though is how they're going to monitor or be able to get the stats for who's watching. Like how, or how do you keep track of advertising? Like how are they making money? Basically.
Right. I don't know. That's something I...
Like with Hulu, is it subscriptions? Netflix subscriptions?
I don't know. And I know Netflix has a way to track it. I mean, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know how. But because I'm not... I guess I don't care that much.
Yeah.
I'm not running those companies.
yeah, that's true.
But...
Because even like Yahoo's getting into the game. Yahoo's producing original content. And it's like fantastic. That's great. Like,
I also think it's great though because, you know, I think one of the arguments from big studios and producers or whatever right when they were trying to figure out the online, all the new media stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we just don't know how to track it. So we don't know how to pay people. And I'm like, but you can track it.
Yeah.
I mean,
everything that's done online can be tracked.
Yeah.
If there's anything I've learned from setting up this podcast.
Yes.
I can track down to the country and the city who's listening, downloading my podcast.
So
keep that in mind.
Yeah. So
Japan.
I'm watching Chinese you.
Chinese people. I'm watching you too.
Yeah. So you can track you these can things track and that. You can pay them. Pay artists for their work.
Yeah. The whole new media contracting for SAG was got a little sketchy and I don't know that they fully
I think it's still like
it out because I feel like what I got paid was a little like wah, wah. But also I'm not a huge star, so the bigger stars make it, you know, compensated better, so I'm sure that's the dumbest statement I've ever made. That is the stupidest thing.
They might
make more money than me, probably.
Probably not. We're all on equal playing field.
Yes. I'm quite sure that
we're all artists.
I know, we're all artists.
But going back to Amazon, because we love Amazon.
Yeah.
But you guys should check out Man on High Castle. That's another good one too.
All right. Is that sci-fi?
Kind of. It's based on a Philip K. Dick novel.
Okay.
Partner Audrey and her husband Brian told me about it first of all, and then now we have a good friend who is on the show. But it's basically had we lost World War II, and we're now split into Japan and Germany, and that's it. Like East Coast is German and West Coast is Japan, Japanese. And so it's like it's very cool concept and
it's and also not entirely that far-fetched. Like, something like that could happen. There's so much division in the world today between, like, religion, political beliefs.
Just everything's so polarized right now.
Everybody's so polarized that, honestly, it could escalate down the road into something like a worldwide civil war kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean,
is that a thing? A worldwide, or is it just a world war?
That would just be a world war. I mean, I think what's going on in the Middle East, like that's civil war stuff, you know, if they just keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
If we get into it.
That's true.
If we get into it, then.
To yourself.
Yeah.
Although I feel like we are into it. Oh my God. We cannot talk about politics because I am not informed enough to know what I'm talking about. And I'll probably say something like, we're winning that war, right? And some dummy will tweet me like, you fucking idiot.
It'll be like Clueless when Cher talks about letting immigrants into the United States. And she was like, it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Right. It does not say RSVP. That's true. There, we need more fun movies like that.
God, I miss. Do you know that that's having a 20th anniversary this year?
That makes me feel so old.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
But that's still in my top five movies.
Really? That's
I
your
love
top
it.
Five? What
I
are
can
your
watch
others?
It all the time.
No
gosh.
Pressure, but say it immediately. Go.
God, I have so many favorite movies, though.
You can't.
Can I do my top five horrible movies that I hate? Okay, number one right now is Serena. And I'm just going to keep talking about it. Serena.
What the hell is that?
It's a movie that came out not too long ago starring Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper off of their, like, You know, we do everything great together. We have great chemistry. So we're going to make this movie called Serena.
Okay.
It
obviously did well because I've never heard of it.
Oh, but God. I heard about it when they were making it. And then I just never, and then never happened again. And then it popped up on Netflix the other night. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
It is
bad.
The worst. It is the worst. Okay, my favorite bad movie is Showgirls.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, this is for replacing sure. it. Because so I watched
Showgirls
it again.
Got bumped.
Yeah, Showgirls got bumped. I watched it because I watched it again last night.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I mean, if you went and saw like a bad high school play, Tennessee Williams yeah. play, like the Southern accent, it's set in North Carolina. The accents are terrible. The
this
writing
is, what Serena is
yeah, this oh. is Serena. The writing is uncomfortable,
ooh.
And but it's hilarious.
But it got made somehow.
Got made.
Somebody gave them
how?
Money.
And how did no one at any point like was anybody at the, like watching dailies and going,
oh, this is bad. Well, it's like with Aloha. You know the whole scandal with Aloha and
yeah.
them putting Emma Stone in as an Asian character,
yes.
and nobody going. So it's like somebody was going,
maybe
she can play Asian.
Yeah, she's got
Are
big
you
weird
fucking
eyes.
High? Like, just get an Asian actress.
There's millions,
millions
of them,
and there's so and there's lots of really
great
Asian
ones.
Actors, but like,
yeah.
no, yeah, that whole thing was a little appalling.
But that
I
happens
mad,
all
you know?
The time.
It happens all the time. I mean, I get mad when they cast like the wacky neighbor or the funny best friend or whatever as some like skinny, tiny, you know,
yeah.
like never eating.
She's
bitch.
Not as pretty, so
right. She's wearing.
She's
glasses.
Not a model. Yeah.
So she's obviously the wacky best friend.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bitch. If you look at every hot girl's best friend, it's a fat girl. It's. It's literally like the chunky gal who is the wingman, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Amy Schumer's or
yeah.
whatever. Although not Amy Schumer is not fat. I just want to state that for the record. She is not fat.
She's not fat, but I think she's owning that she's a real life girl with
she's
a real life body
size.
That's
yeah.
normal. And it's, you know, which I love. And she's like, I know I love that, that it's been going around, but I love that she
yeah.
said I'm 160 pounds and I can still catch a dick. I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, you don't have to be real
right.
thin to like.
Right.
Be attractive.
I also, that's, but I hate though that she refers to herself as being fat or overweight, and I'm like,
well, I think that's because that's.
Not.
I mean, hopefully,
you think she's like reflecting the what people are throwing
yes.
at her.
Yeah, absolutely. I and I think in this business, people are probably constantly going, "You need to lose weight. You
they
need
told
to lose
her she had
weight.
To lose
you
weight
lose
for
weight.
A train wreck,
that which
they,
is crazy to
yeah.
me, you know."
So she's like, "I dieted like crazy and I lost weight.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
and like,
it's
why
you're starring in the movie, you
right?"
Say, fuck you.
Right.
This is me. But
and what? I mean, like, yeah. so be healthy. I want
yeah.
everyone to be healthy.
Yeah.
But to that note, to be so skinny and to lose weight and to, I mean,
mm-hmm.
not only is that mentally unhealthy, that's going to be physically unhealthy for you as well if you're
right.
not putting the proper nutrients in your body.
Right,
and
right.
And smoking, chain smoking. I saw an actress the other day who I love. I was like, man, she's so cute and tiny. She was like chain smoking. I was
see,
like,
that's what
why.
They do.
And
yeah.
that's what I used to do. I was really? Like crazy chain smoker.
Ooh,
I was beautiful.
So
don't do
you
it.
Still
don't
are
do
beautiful.
It.
You stop it right
don't,
now.
Don't give yourself
you
lung
guys,
cancer.
Claudia is gorgeous. She is brown. She is tan and gorgeous and tall and lean. So don't listen to her.
No, and I'm totally joking. Don't smoke and that's awful
just smoke
stuff.
Smoke the doobies.
Just smoke your weed.
I'm amazed at how many friends I have that smoke weed constantly.
Constantly?
That just wake and bake and go on with their lives.
Still?
I can't do still, that's my thing. Chris and I were like, how is this still happening?
Some people can function that way. I mean, like, I'm not a good person on the weed because I just go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm just
maybe
like,
you're just not trying the right weed.
Maybe I'm just tired.
You need a giggly weed. Yeah. I also feel like that was something everybody did in college and then maybe a little while after college. And then you go,
and people do it every once
now.
In a while. Yeah. But I mean,
no, like,
know anybody
we have
who
friends
does...
who literally do it every day.
Are they vaping?
They're just like.
Just like
getting
smoking
out their bong.
Blunts.
It's like fucking smoking in their living room.
Listen, if that helps you, because some people it does help. Maybe you having maybe do they have anxiety issues or
I don't know,
a coma?
Maybe they just have weed issues. I'm like, I know they say it's not addictive, but I feel like if you can't stop doing it every day, then maybe it is a little addictive.
Or maybe it's another issue.
Maybe
you know,
it's just
like
smoking, where you like smoking regular cigarettes. Like you just
yeah.
stop.
I mean, I will say that I don't think that I ever was physically addicted to cigarettes, and I just stopped cold when I stopped smoking them.
Mm-hmm.
But my issues were beyond that, you know, like I had eating disorder stuff from when I was a dancer and all that kind of stuff. And that's why I smoked. And as soon as I was like, worked through that shit in therapy, then I was like, oh, I don't need this anymore. And then I just stopped
all of it.
And I know some people, I guess it is physically addicting, but I don't even, I don't crave it anymore. And I don't think I ever really did. I was just like, oh, I can't eat. I can't eat. I can't eat.
Yeah. So you think you just had, it sounds like, the willpower to stop.
Yeah. And I think I just had, and I recognized like the mental issues that I had to deal with. And once I started working through those, it's like, oh, well, this is really unhealthy for me and I don't need to do it.
Right.
And I'm not craving it and I'm only doing it because of this. So I stopped.
I have no willpower, which is probably why I am such a fat bitch.
You're also not fat.
I literally, bless you for saying that. I, when I was in high school, though, I was super athletic. And even after in college and everything, I was really athletic. I ran a lot. I played a lot of sports. I was a cheerleader. I was the best cheerleader. And suck it, high school friend. And then I got married and we got comfortable and we started eating out all the time. Yeah. We started drinking all the time. And it was just like a downward spiral. And then before I knew it, I was like, oh my God, what has happened to me? And then I'm like, I'm going to just get healthy and lose weight. And then I'd be like, oh fuck, this is hard.
Yeah.
Pass me the pizza.
Yeah.
And I never, and then I got pregnant with Chan and I've never, never, never been able to like get back to that pre-baby chub. Pre-baby chub, which is different than the post-baby fat.
Yeah.
It truly is. But, yeah, like back to the weed smoking stuff, we do have a lot of friends that do that. And I just never, I've never really been addicted to anything. I've never like smoked cigarettes. I think I've tried weed like maybe a handful of times.
Yeah.
Oh my God, don't tell my mom.
Nobody. No, I never smoked.
No, never, mom. I don't have any tattoos either. Lies. But yeah, I never really felt, I don't have an addictive type personality. So I think that some people maybe who do or can really easily get into cigarettes or weed or all that stuff, drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all of that stuff is, you know, mood stabilizers too.
And makes you feel good.
Yeah. But Kai started smoking for anxiety and stuff and it's definitely helped. And he's not like a wake and baker.
Yeah.
He's got a vape pen.
Yeah.
But it's definitely helped.
Yeah.
For sure.
So interesting.
So I think it just depends. I don't know. Yeah.
That's not something I would ever think to do. Like, I struggle enough with, like, trying to focus on my day-to-day stuff, like getting Chan up, getting her fed, keeping her alive throughout the day. Like, I can't imagine.
There's no way. Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, I know there are some moms who probably do. I'm sure there's a lot of moms who do. But it's just not something I can do.
Yeah. I thought about it. I tried it out a little bit because I just had a back surgery and I was, and previous to that, I was just like, I was on Vicodin and Norco and all these things trying to maintain the pain and stuff. And it was just like, all right, well, this Norco is working for 2 hours at a time and that's it. Yeah. So let's try something that's not going to destroy my liver and knock me out, make me crazy. So I tried a couple of like edibles and different things. No. I think it does help some people with the pain, but to me, it just sort of like accentuated it.
I think it's obviously been proven that there are medicinal benefits to marijuana. And it's really interesting to me that the states are starting to slowly start like allowing it to be legal. Because I think of all the drugs, everyone says marijuana is, come on, marijuana is like the easiest.
Yeah.
Or the
and it's like, come
harmful.
On, like people are doing OxyContin, like everyone, you know, like crazy.
And drunk driving kills more people than marijuana. Than marijuana ever did. So
did you see that that story? Maybe it was I think it was Dateline where they talked about those families with kids that had epilepsy and how marijuana is helping their kids with their seizures and stuff like that.
I feel like I did maybe see something
huge
about that. Yeah.
I mean, like, it was huge for some of those families because it was like, well, I don't want my kid to keep going through this, you know, for the rest of their life.
Miserable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once they started like on a certain kind of edible or strain or something, like most of them, their seizures were totally knocked out. Like they just didn't have them anymore.
It is incredible. Well, I mean, it's a natural substance. I know they can grow different strains of it and like add chemicals to it. I mean, whatever they're trying to get from their buzz or whatever, but it is a natural naturally occurring plant on the earth.
Yeah. And so everyone smoke weed.
So everyone get your, hopefully you're already high by this point in the show. Our jokes will be a lot funnier.
Yeah.
But if not, do it now. Why not start now? Speaking of weed, do you think there's a lot of pot smoking going on at Comic-Con? Do the nerds smoke a lot of weed?
I don't know. I know there's a lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking?
Yeah.
But do you feel like, though, that's another one of those things with the geek culture, the nerd culture, like sports, where they, like, don't really do drugs. Like, we're just all about World of Warcraft and, you know, our nerdy things where they just don't do drugs.
Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, I guess I haven't really paid attention, but I don't think I've ever really encountered, like, people passing blunts at parties
high
and
nerds.
Stuff.
Yeah, there's, like, you nerds know, like, who are getting high.
It's all like, let's have some drinks, you know? Like,
I think that maybe it happens, like, with the celebs at Comic-Con.
Yeah, probably.
How was that, by the way? Claudia, you just got back from Comic-Con and with Geek Girl
Authority. Good. I have to say, you know, I walked the floor at one point,
was it packed?
And I didn't feel, no, I mean, there were, yeah, obviously there's a lot of people there. They sold out again, but I didn't feel like totally claustrophobic like I usually do. I usually have a really hard time at this point, like if I just want to shop for stuff.
Yeah. But I remember when we went, we could not walk
the
floor.
That
it was
year was insane.
Shoulder to shoulder, like, get out of here. What? It was the weirdest thing. And I just wanted to go and, like, check out the vendors and see what everyone's offering, because it
was
our first
time.
I like to
see new artists and, like, what they're doing, and artists that I've known. But yeah, I actually had a friend take pictures. He was like, there was like an empty space, like in the center of the floor. He took pictures. He was like, there's no one. Like,
when was it, like, on Saturday, or was it during the Star Wars panel? Because that's where
Star Wars panel was Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't, there was a big surprise. Where they took them all to the Star Wars concert. And I guess Kevin Smith's panel was right after that.
Oh, no.
And he was like,
pissed?
Guys. I still think, he said he still had like 2,000 people in there. But for Hall H, which is ginormous, that's still, he was like, I think he was like, so it was like a quarter full.
What was Kevin Smith pimping? What was he promoting?
I can't even remember.
Podcast.
Probably his podcast and, like, you know, if he's doing other movies or something. I'm not sure.
Because I'm like, I feel like he hasn't done much else lately, right? Or maybe I'm just a total asshole and missed it. But
I think he's been doing stuff regularly, but I don't know if he...
Kevin, we're available to be on your podcast.
Kevin Smith.
If you would like to talk to us about
your... my podcast, too. Let's do Polecats. We'll pull something. Polecats. Or just we want to hang out.
We just want to hang out, Kevin. It's fine. We're not skinny supermodels, but we can pretend like we are.
Yeah,
we can act.
We're like pretty British for British people,
right? we're the beautiful. We're the hot versions of the British actors. assholes. I've been seeing everyone's tweets and, like, watching them at the Comic-Con. It looks like a lot of fun, but it's just not something, like, after going that time a few years ago, I just was like, too many fucking people here.
Yeah.
It just, I wasn't that wowed by the panels where I'm like, yay, I'm watching
I'm
you
stand in line. For
yeah.
This.
You stand in line for hours to hear someone talk for 30 minutes about their show when you could just watch the highlights on.
You can watch it online. And then, like, you know, Lionsgate was streaming it and all that kind of stuff. So you don't have to, there's so much offsite stuff this year though. It was, that was kind of cool.
Drawing people away.
You know, well, they set up Petco Park. So it's Geek and Sundry, The Nerdist, Nerd HQ, Amy Poehler's Smart Girls.
I
and they
that,
have
yeah.
like a lot of activities and stuff going on, so you can go hang out there. I mean, I think
so
there was
something
like...
So you almost don't even need to get tickets to Comic-Con anymore
to go.
You can
totally just go down there and hang out.
Is all that stuff free?
Most of it is. There's other stuff that's not, but yeah, most of it is. And for the first time this year, there was a music and comedy festival called BAMF. And... Badass Music Festival.
Oh,
like that.
Awesome.
But they had a really great setup.
Was it in the Gaslamp area?
It was off a little bit. So if you were at the convention center and you took a right and you just kept walking all the way down, walk past the cheesecake, it was behind that.
Oh, I see.
But they set it up really nicely. You could see the water behind you.
Cool.
And they had, like, really great, you know, names for your nerdiness, like the Nerf Herders, Paul and Storm, like all these, you know, Joseph Scrimshaw is a stand-up, like all these, these great acts. And they had a free beer garden.
What? Free beer
garden?
That's unheard of.
Carl Strauss, too. It wasn't just
nothing
like, here's some
free.
Modelo's for free.
Here's some Coors Lights.
Yeah, so it was their first year, so hopefully
nothing
it gets bigger
free.
And better.
That's
because,
amazing.
Yeah, Because I think that's a great idea, too. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, if I want to go outside and just, like, hang out on the lawn and watch some music and some comedy, that's a great little to get away from the crowds.
You know, I'd like to go again, maybe when Channing's a little bit older, and take her, just because we went to Legoland a few weeks ago, yeah. and they have, you've probably never been. I don't know if you've ever been to Legoland.
No, not but yet.
They have this whole area set up in, it's called Miniland. And it's their mini versions of like, it's they have a whole Star Wars area.
Yeah.
They have every major scene from the Star Wars movies, like Hoth.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a whole like frozen ice yeah. thing, but it's all made out of Legos. And they've got like the little ships.
So cool.
And they've got like AT-AT, you know.
Yeah,
like,
did she love it?
Size. She did love walking around seeing everything, but she really loved the, as you walk into Legoland, into the Miniland area, they have all the characters there, like Yoda, Luke, Han,
oh, cool.
Chewie, Leia. They have them all in like miniature Lego, but they were like her size miniature. So they weren't like teeny tiny, but yeah. they were like a little bit bigger. And she ran up to like Yoda and goes, "Oh, awesome!" And Chris literally teared up, and he's like, "Oh my god, this is the best day of my life." And I was like, "Calm down, nerd."
On that note, have you guys shown her any of the movies, or has she like happened to see them? Or
no, not yet. Which is why it was so surprising that she like ran so up connected. To Yoda yeah. and was like, "Awesome!" And then she went up to Luke and was like, "Awesome!" And grabbed his lightsaber, and she goes, "What's this?" And Daddy was like, "That's a lightsaber."
That's a conversation. We'll have to talk about that.
He was so like just like proud, and so like they had a Death Star that was there, so he took her, and we like she was just pointing at it and was asking questions, and he was so excited to tell her all about it and show it off to her a little bit. So I think, you know, we'll show them to her eventually. I think right now she wouldn't really get it, but maybe yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
we took her to see Inside Out and she loved that, but she was real quiet the whole time, but because it was her first time in a movie.
Oh,
so she was sitting there just eating her popcorn, just like watch it, but she got really into the emotional side of it. She got really sad at one point, and then we were like, should we go, you know? But then we wanted her to see the resolution feel like she missed out on you know, the happy feeling at the end.
Yeah,
to see that they were okay.
Yeah,
but no, she really felt, you could see she felt a connection to the Star Wars stuff, and Chris was so excited. He's like, I can't wait to show her these movies.
Are you gonna show her all of them, or are you gonna go through even like the bad ones, which kids love?
You mean like the newer ones?
Yeah,
the bad ones. Yeah, I mean, I think we'll start with the original ones first, because I don't know. Even though it's so supposedly out of sequence, if we do it that way,
nah.
You just gotta show.
That's how we got it.
She watched E.T. the other day. Oh. It just happened to be on, and she was watching it, and she got really sad because E.T. wanted to go home.
Yeah, that's a sad movie. Oh,
and Chris
my God.
Goes like, "I think we should change it. I think we should change it." And she's getting really upset because it's the part where the space guys come in and they're like,
"He looks really sick."
And he's really sick.
Yeah, he looks all that. I have.
So we turned it off then because she was getting really sad, and I was like, "Oh God, we're such asshole parents." But just forgot that part is so sad in E.T.
Yeah.
But she goes, "He wants to go home. He wants to go home."
He does.
I know. And I'm like, oh, God.
I gotta show her the ending.
I know. I'm like, and he never made it. Ooh, what an asshole. Your mom's an asshole.
She's gonna be an adult talking about E.T. to somebody. I'm like, he just died. I'm like, no.
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 He didn't.
He
lived.
They didn't show you the
He actually went rest. To space again. Went back home. Yeah, we'll definitely show her that one again. And we'll definitely go through the Star Wars and the Star Trek and the newer Star Trek movies, which look awesome. I think the new Star Wars movie looks pretty good too, the trailer.
I think it looks great. I don't know if you've watched at the panel, they showed like a behind the scenes reel.
Chris made me watch it like 9 times.
God,
I was so like, good. Yeah, I get it.
I know. I was just like, man, practical effects, that phrase is just such a turn on now because, you know, they didn't use hardly any of that for the last 3 prequels.
Yeah.
And it just looks like, you know, it just seems like it has the same feel to it
as the originals.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look pretty good. I just want to know, like, what is the story? Mm-hmm. You know, and who are these kids? Like, I kept asking Chris, like, now who is this? Is this Anakin? Like, who is who are these people? Like, what is this story about?
Well, it's going to be 30 years after the princess, like the
after Leia
after Jedi. Luke? Yeah. After Jedi. So that's why they're all older and they're playing themselves in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Is it their kids? Is it this? Is it that? You know, like, we'll see, you know, don't know. I mean, there's so many rumors, and I just sort of like let the rumors be. And yeah. I'm like, I just want to go in.
Just go and enjoy it. Chris reads all the spoilers.
Yeah, I know. I try to.
He gets mad. He's like, oh, I already knew that was going to happen. And I'm like, well, why did you read it?
Yeah.
Why did you just put the computer down? Walk away?
I don't mind spoilers for some things, but like for Star Wars, I just want to like keep it sacred.
Be surprised.
And like, you know, I don't mind like the surprise of this is who this person is playing. You know, like when Adam Driver and Gwendolyn Christie, I'm a tall person. So I just sort of naturally gravitate to looking for tall actresses out
there.
Sure,
sure. Support the tall actresses. Yeah. I'm tall too. What are you, 5'8"?
5'10".
You're 5'10"? I'm 5'8".
And Gwendolyn Christie is 6'2", 6'3", something like that. If you don't know her, she's on Game of Thrones. She's Brianna Tarf. And then she's going to be amazing. Captain Phasma, the stormtrooper in the new Star Wars movie. And she just looks badass.
I love it. Are spoilers something you cover on Geek Girl Authority?
Yeah.
You do spoilers?
Yeah, we do. We do rumors and stuff like that, but... and I'm supposed to do more because I was like, I'm not going to do them because I don't want to talk about rumors, but you know, I get people want to hear it. So, So I guess, you know, I'm trying to put more out there, and I'm just like, unless something is like, you know, Variety is saying that this is a rumor or Hollywood Reporter is saying this is a rumor. Usually it's like, okay, those people are probably in talks about something. And then I'm more so do that.
And are you going to, do you like call sources yourself, or do you sort of repost other?
I use everything.
Are you sort of but you write all of your own original stuff, right, for the site?
For the most part, you know, and obviously cite things if I use it from everybody else, but
and you pull from fans like on Twitter everything. So that's why people, it's really important, go to geekgirlauthority.com, interact with Claudia,
talk to us, send us questions or send us things like Audrey Kearns at Audrey Kearns.
So interact with them, send them questions and like stuff you want to talk about and all of that stuff. And I know Claudia will get it and respond to you guys.
Totally.
For sure. So make sure you do that. And make sure you follow her on Twitter too. It's Claudia Dolph, right?
Yeah. At Claudia Dolph. At Claudia Dolph all across the board.
And then it's Geek Girl Auth for Twitter because
those
dicks won't let us write essays for our Twitter handles. They wouldn't let me do the full Motherhood in Hollywood. So now it's Twitter at MIH Podcast. So make sure you go and follow me on there as well. Thank you so much for coming on my show. I feel like we could keep talking about a lot of geek stuff.
I know.
That's super nerdy, right? Because we didn't even delve into our love of Next Generation.
Yeah.
Can we just do a show where we just talk about Next Generation?
We could.
Yeah. Will you come back on and we'll just talk about it?
Yeah, we could do
like a whole podcast dedicated to just Next Generation.
Dedicated to William Riker,
love. Oh my God, he's so dreamy. I was such a Will Wheaton fan though.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, I was Riker, man. I was just like, oh, Jonathan Frakes, someday I will love you.
I was a Will Wheaton fan and then till I met him and then I was like, oh. I'm an asshole. I'm a total asshole, but I was like, nope, I chose well. It's a good thing I didn't hold out for you.
Did
Will.
You tell him that? Like,
nope.
You know what?
I was just like,
I picked the right man.
Nice to meet you. Gotta go. He is very scrawny. No, I mean, he's a lovely person.
I'm such an asshole.
He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy. He's just way too liberal for me. I'm like, good for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's way too liberal for me. And I'm like, not that I'm like crazy right wing or whatever.
Crazy right wing.
I'm crazy. I'm from Oklahoma. It's required. You know that. Texas. You know that. You're from
Texas. Like the Ann Coulter of Burbank.
I basically am.
That's awful.
That is a horrible thing to say. She is nuts.
She's nuts.
Ann Coulter is batshit crazy. I'm saying that.
Because she's too crazy. She's too skinny.
Yeah, she's too skinny. So follow us on Twitter. What the hell were we talking about? Oh, Star Trek. We need to do another
Generation. Yeah, we need to talk about Generation. Yeah.
For sure. So come back on the show sometime and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll like develop our own podcast for Next Generation.
So fun. Oh my God. I would so do that.
I still to this day, if I see an episode on Spike, I'll just watch it.
It's on Netflix.
Like, oh, I know this one.
I binge watch it all the time.
So great.
I'm going to say, I had a question, but I'm going to save it for the Generations podcast.
Oh, I love it. The Generations podcast. Yeah. Nobody steal our
idea. Don't you steal this, bastards. If I see it on iTunes, I'll kill you.
Kill you. We'll tweet the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Death tweets. So yes, thank you for coming on for sure. And thanks then come back. Me. Everybody go follow Claudia on Twitter and check out geekgirlauthority.com. Also, don't forget to give us a rating, the Motherhood in Hollywood podcast. Give us a rating on iTunes and a review. You will be entered to win our special Honest Company bundle and a Motherhood in Hollywood tote bag.
I love Honest Company.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, I get the bundles.
I love the bundles, and I use it for Chan. It's the only thing I use for her, like for bath time and hand soap and stuff like that. I don't know. I just feel like if I'm going to do something natural on her, it might as well be something that's been proven and tested and all of that. I'm not a huge like natural lover.
But you don't want to poison your kid.
Yeah. And I don't know. We were raised on like regular old hand soap and, you know, Dove and Irish Spring and all that. So I'm sure it can't be all that terrible. We won't know until we find out in 10 years if we have cancer or something.
Right.
But I might as well just get her off on the right track. Start her off on the right track is the best way to say that. So, as a special thank you to the people who give us a rating review on iTunes, giving away a bath time bundle and a Motherhood in Hollywood tote bag. What? Nice. It's pretty fabulous.
It's totes cool.
It's totes cool. So you want to make sure you do that. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at MIH Podcast and go to motherhoodinhollywood.com for the latest updates. And in honor of poll cats and my guest today, Claudia, I'm doing a special poll. What? On the website, it's going to be who are your, and I have a list of five. Who are your favorite, who is your favorite sci-fi superhero lady? Like female superhero. So I'm going to list five choices for everyone to choose from. Everyone from Seven of Nine.
Nice.
I kind of am partial to Dr. Crusher. Is that nerdy?
I love Beverly Crusher. Her hair is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. But you're a redhead too. Yeah, that's true. Why.
But also she's a doctor in space. A lady doctor in space. Yeah. Like that's pretty hard to do. I would imagine in the future. Maybe in the future, everyone's going to do
that. Maybe it's super easy.
Well, I don't know. But there will be several choices to choose from. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about that in honor of my Polecats guest today.
Yay!
So thanks so much for listening, everybody. And thank you again, Claudia, for coming on. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Mama funny.
Balls.